You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers talk about clothes. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about what is important to them about the clothes they wear. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
My friends all wear different types of clothes, and to be honest, I don't think any of us care very much about what we wear in terms of appearance. As far as I'm concerned, what matters is what things are made of. I try to wear organic cotton if I can, but it's expensive, so I just have a few things and wash them a lot. I could dress more cheaply, but that isn't the point. I'm hardly the most fashionably dressed person you'll ever see, and that's fine by me. Nor would I say you can tell much about my character from what I wear, really.
Speaker 2.
I'm a twin, and as we were growing up, my parents dressed my sister and myself in matching clothes all the time. I know it made them happy, and we didn't mind at the time, but now we try to look as different as possible. My sister's always quite fashionably dressed, though I'm not. I suppose I use clothes to try to tell the world what I'm like. I have a blog where I post photos of myself in clothes that I've designed. I spend most of the money I'm given on clothes, and I do try to look good without being too obsessed with my own appearance.
Speaker 3.
I'm like most of my friends, really. It's not that we dress the same or anything like that. It's just that we tend to put on what we're given to wear without bothering about fashion or looking cool. My big brother's very different, and my mum sometimes gets annoyed with him about his clothes. She doesn't think he dresses smartly enough. I'd rather not argue with anyone, and I don't think clothes are particularly important anyway. I don't actually know why some people spend so much on what's basically bits of cotton. Maybe I'll see it differently when I'm older, but somehow I don't think so.
Speaker 4.
My parents don't understand it, but they don't really mind. I wouldn't say it's a fashion thing at all, but my friends and I do tend to wear similar clothes. I suppose it makes us feel like part of a special group. It's not as if we have similar personalities, so I suppose we just feel comfortable like that. Nobody stands out. We don't do it to save money, but it does mean we're not always trying to keep up with the latest trends. And another thing I like is that we don't compete with each other either, at least not in terms of what clothes we're wearing.
Speaker 5.
I work in a sportswear shop every Saturday afternoon, and so I know quite a lot about different materials used in sports clothes. We sell things like football shirts that are light but keep you warm, clothes that are waterproof but allow your skin to breathe. I'm not very sporty myself, but obviously I have to wear that sort of thing when I'm in the shop. The rest of the time, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt, nothing trendy or smart, though my friends and I do care about what we look like. I don't want to waste money on clothes, though. I'm more into computer games.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
My friends all wear different types of clothes, and to be honest, I don't think any of us care very much about what we wear in terms of appearance. As far as I'm concerned, what matters is what things are made of. I try to wear organic cotton if I can, but it's expensive, so I just have a few things and wash them a lot. I could dress more cheaply, but that isn't the point. I'm hardly the most fashionably dressed person you'll ever see, and that's fine by me. Nor would I say you can tell much about my character from what I wear, really.
Speaker 2.
I'm a twin, and as we were growing up, my parents dressed my sister and myself in matching clothes all the time. I know it made them happy, and we didn't mind at the time, but now we try to look as different as possible. My sister's always quite fashionably dressed, though I'm not. I suppose I use clothes to try to tell the world what I'm like. I have a blog where I post photos of myself in clothes that I've designed. I spend most of the money I'm given on clothes, and I do try to look good without being too obsessed with my own appearance.
Speaker 3.
I'm like most of my friends, really. It's not that we dress the same or anything like that. It's just that we tend to put on what we're given to wear without bothering about fashion or looking cool. My big brother's very different, and my mum sometimes gets annoyed with him about his clothes. She doesn't think he dresses smartly enough. I'd rather not argue with anyone, and I don't think clothes are particularly important anyway. I don't actually know why some people spend so much on what's basically bits of cotton. Maybe I'll see it differently when I'm older, but somehow I don't think so.
Speaker 4.
My parents don't understand it, but they don't really mind. I wouldn't say it's a fashion thing at all, but my friends and I do tend to wear similar clothes. I suppose it makes us feel like part of a special group. It's not as if we have similar personalities, so I suppose we just feel comfortable like that. Nobody stands out. We don't do it to save money, but it does mean we're not always trying to keep up with the latest trends. And another thing I like is that we don't compete with each other either, at least not in terms of what clothes we're wearing.
Speaker 5.
I work in a sportswear shop every Saturday afternoon, and so I know quite a lot about different materials used in sports clothes. We sell things like football shirts that are light but keep you warm, clothes that are waterproof but allow your skin to breathe. I'm not very sporty myself, but obviously I have to wear that sort of thing when I'm in the shop. The rest of the time, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt, nothing trendy or smart, though my friends and I do care about what we look like. I don't want to waste money on clothes, though. I'm more into computer games.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.